Did a cat walk in this building?
His name is JF Cat.
I see. A little black and white cat. You know, I did happen to see such a creature. He climbed in through the window of my cat house. I mean, my house cat. I mean, it's sort of in the shape of a cat, but it is not actually a cat.
Well, I've never seen a king or beast with
I'm getting off track. You have my permission to search all throughout my spooky, scary house. But I will tell you this. Unicorns only live in Halloween bushes,
huh? Yes.
Yes, well, vampires only live in house cats because they are somewhat scarier than Halloween bushes. So be prepared.
Okay, I'm just gonna walk into this room over here and see who's in here.
And so she did, looking from room to room, and you know, she wasn't really that impressed with the spookiness of this house. All these rooms were basically empty. It was just cat fur here and there, and some carpets, and a lot of scratching posts all around, some empty bowls of cat food, but she hadn't seen a single cat. She heard a distant meow.
I heard a meow! I will find the cat now!
And the skeleton ghost ran toward the nearest wall. His ghost half went through the wall, but the skeleton half banged against it and fell into a pile.
A little help, please.
Okay, and she took him through the door.
Thank you.
On the other side of the door, they found his skeleton side and put it back together with his ghost side. And they also saw a little sleeping kitty. What did Sloan do?
Grab the cat and said,
and this tabby cat did indeed wake up with a snarl. And it started growing bigger and bigger.
It's a werecat.
And then you hear from the next room. This giant cat started swinging its claws around wildly. And Skeletony jumped in the way.
Don't worry, I'll protect you.
And then Sam used her powers to make the cat smaller again and go back to sleep.
Sloan used her unicorn powers to turn the little tabby cat from a werecat to a normal cat.
That's a relief.
The International Children's Arts Network is community-funded.
It happens every full moon day.
And by a grant from the Joyce M. Furman Memorial Trust. Celebrating a lifetime of giving to children, education, and the arts.
If you would like to get on my back.
That's really nice.